95.7 The Hog, Morning Hog, Brew Review Time. Thanks for coming back. Josh Messar-Perot right there, who brought us the brews that we are enjoying today. Brews, not beer this time. All right, Josh, these are...
Premium alcohol seltzers.
Press premium alcohol seltzers.
That's right.
And I like it. I like that we pressed open four cans. We got four more to press through. Let's do it.
Yeah, so we just did their signature variety pack. We're going to jump over to their select variety pack. And this is where the flavors get a little more interesting.
Okay.
I mean, the ones we just had were pretty interesting, but these... I'm going to venture to say you probably haven't had these mixtures before. Okay. So the first one I'm going to start with is pear chamomile.
Never.
I love pears.
He is
pears of what? Pears of pants from your neighbor.
Give it to him. Oh!
Pears with diamond rings on the floor.
Steve
at Publix
is the biggest pear enthusiast that I know.
Never mind.
He will shun stores just because of their poor pear selection.
Yes.
Really?
That's a fun
fact.
I do. Another Morning Hog fun fact.
True story.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Smells delicious already.
Okay.
So it should have a unique vanilla-like flavor.
Been nothing like this before.
Chamomile. Wow.
Chamomile. So chamomile, okay. I know from tea, right?
Oh.
Well, I hear that word for tea. I don't drink tea, but I've heard it.
Wow.
And then pears, I know, grow on trees.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think.
They do. It's a fruit.
I'm not a pear specialist on that one.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Steve told me that. I got that one from Steve.
That's really good.
It's a half point for me, but
wow.
That's a very unique taste.
I really appreciate how unique these are.
Yeah,
like,
really.
Stepping outside the bounds a little bit. And, you know, we've all had a million of the same different flavored seltzers out there. No matter the brand, it's always replicated. They don't have any of those straight flavors. They have all these interesting mixed flavors.
And these are hybrids. I think that's pretty cool. Stuff. Yeah, no, thank you for doing that, Press, because we could just go down the same path. But this is all new. It's like you're just grabbing stuff and throw. I would love to be in the boardroom at Press where they're like, I got it.
Speaking of which, they're still independently owned and operated.
Okay.
It is female owned.
Really?
Really? And the founder out in the Midwest, she was actually making this stuff in her kitchen and then took off from there back in 2015, I believe it was.
Bro.
Kudos to her.
Let me just say that if you were out at a party or whatever and somebody was like, I got some stuff in my refrigerator.
Right.
Yeah. You'd be like, wait a second. Right. Until you got this in your palate. And then you're like, oh, this is great. So press it out. What are we going to next? What's up? Mm.
So this one here is pineapple basil.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
Okay. I love pineapple.
Never thought about putting basil in your drink.
Oh, man.
I've had basil in quite a few different drinks.
Oh, this is delightful.
Whoa.
Right?
Ooh.
It's almost got like a caramel in there.
Yeah.
Right?
Especially on the back end.
Yeah.
It's especially.
Or caramel. I don't know.
It's caramel.
No, it's caramel.
Oh, no. Here we go. Uh-oh. It's on now.
I don't listen to anybody with unsalted french fries. I'll bring that right back up.
Woo!
Oh, invalid.
Boy. End of the year burn right there.
Hi, Steve. Oh, boy. Mm.
This is super great.
Excellent.
Now, this is in a different variety pack.
Oh, yes. Man. So, this is in their select variety pack.
Select variety.
Yep.
Mm. Select this. Wow.
So, I believe it's the select
pack.
Might be the signature. I'll have to double check. But if you are around today in your Publixes this afternoon, I believe it's from 5 to 8 p.m.
Okay.
They will be sampling in about 13 Publixes between Volusia and Flagler County.
Really?
So you may have to call ahead to find out if that your store is doing the sampling.
Okay.
But, you know, it's a great chance to go out there, try the product, buy a 12-pack.
Brilliant. That's
fantastic. Yep.
But you can also find
it. You're going to want these.
Total Wine and Local Independence.
Yeah.
Or you can always check out our website.
SRProduct.com/Spearfinder.
Spearfinder.
So is the basil on this kind of what gives it not like, I mean,
you know what?
You taste pineapple, but it, like Rick said, it kind of has a caramel flavor to it.
Normally, I would be able to answer that question, but I have never had basil in a seltzer or a beer that I can think of. I've had it in like liquor cocktails before, and it's pretty identifiable. This is just so interesting that I can't tell you where that particular flavor really is coming from, but I'd imagine it's the combination of the two.
That's a Josh.
Very cool.
That's a Josh Stumper right there. We just got. But I tell you, that's very, very good. I've never tasted anything like that before.
Me neither.
So, that's great.
Nice job. Nice job, Press. And there's still two more. We might have another before.
Holy moly.
What's the next?
Lingonberry.
Oh, yeah.
Who?
Lingonberry.
The Swedish. They got them at IKEA. You can buy them in bags.
Elderflower.
Oh, whoa. This is a Swedish cocktail
A lot of syllables you got
Let's get into it. Press, you are really dazzling me with your berry selection, too.
Ooh, smell that. It's almost like cotton candy.
I mean,
and these all are
cheers to you.
Clear. Like, that does matter to some people that they're not using any weird coloring additives or anything. These are all clear seltzers.
I want this as an aroma to spritz on my pillows before I fade away to sleep each night.
Wow. I never had lingonberry before.
You can get their juice at IKEA, or you can just get it here.
I just get the Swedish meatballs usually.
Yeah. Yeah, don't.
I'm there for the meatballs.
Yeah, this is another great one. I've never tasted anything like this before.
And a $14 like end table that's going to break in 3 weeks.
The only thing I can talk about or relate it to is that maybe if you put an entire pack of Smarties in your mouth at once.
You know what?
Yeah.
I was about to go either Sweet Tarts or Smarties, somewhere in that direction. But definitely on the exhale, you're getting that very same
so good
vibe.
Oh, I want to. And this is at 4%. It's doing a much better job than Smarties do.
I'm
making me feel warm.
Blown away by these flavors. I've had press before in the past, but it's been a while since I've personally revisited it. This may be in my fridge here later.
Yeah. Wow. All right, press.
Maybe I'll drop by one of those public samplings, and you might see me out there in the DeLand area.
We're gonna be looking for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stop by and get your autograph.
There you go. That's a little spoiler. Not so much. All right. One more. What is residing as the unopened can, the Lone Soldier?
So I figured we'd finish with kind of what I want to call dessert at this point.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's apple cinnamon.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Brother, I can't think of anybody else doing that.
I've never heard.
We're in the last month of the year. It's a holiday vibe.
Right.
Steve's probably got an apple cinnamon candle he's going to bring into the studio soon anyway. Well, I have apple
cinnamon Cheerios,
but
never an apple cinnamon drink.
That's got a bunch of cinnamon in the snout right there.
Ooh.
Cheerios just apple cinnamon?
Yeah, that's
what. No, it's honey nut.
Apple Jacks are
apple cinnamon. Apple Jacks, that's what I'm thinking, Apple Jacks.
Come on, Josh.
I'm not a cereal guy.
Come on now. Get with the program.
I'm trying, dude.
You're right. Ooh, strong cinnamon nose.
This is like a little holiday. I can imagine you mixing this up in a bowl in your kitchen.
This is so good.
Oh, this is great.
That hit that spot?
Yeah.
That's a holiday really vibe right there.
I'm ready for Christmas now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want some French toast, and I want to like wrestle a bear, and I want to drive a car, like just in my garage around, like a toy car. And
Is French toast like a Christmas?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure. That's when I make it. That's when I make it in my own kitchen, the French toast.
I would hope.
Yeah, I hope you'll come over sometime.
Yeah.
I make it shirtless, but
fine.
You get a lot of syrup on me and stuff, so I don't want to get on my shirt.
Ooh, really?
This is the other sample. So this variety pack, or both of these variety packs,
right?
We can find where?
Publix, definitely on one of them, but I would always check out our website. It's always going to be the fastest and easiest way, but Total Wine, maybe some ABCs, local independents.
Type in srprod.com/beerfinder and then press enter.
Look at you.
Oh.
Right? I know. I got that for you.
Pants.
As we press toward Christmas, this has been a fabulous, fabulous
sample. A lot of fun flavors in there.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Press, cheers to you.
Cheers.